A lot of federal research dollars have been pulled back in recent months, but one crop advisor suggests that ag research is a worthwhile investment. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. If you caught either of my last two programs, you heard Mike Wilson talk up the value of ag research, both public sector and private sector.
We've got to have research, we've got to have innovation, and we've just got to get to the next thing in weed control. What that's going to be, I don't know yet. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on with new chemistries, new modes of action.
Wilson's title is Specialty Products Marketing Coordinator at Wabash Valley Service Company in Grayville, Illinois. He's a certified crop advisor as well. Wilson's been in the business for more than 50 years and has seen how technology has advanced the research process.
There's so much we can do with technology that we can glean information by field and farm, not just doing research in Champaign County that maybe doesn't apply down here in Wabash County, or doing research in Wabash County, Illinois, that may not apply in Hendricks County, Indiana. So we've got great opportunities using technology to make ourselves better. And I think that's what I'm excited about the most. Now, a lot of that's kind of going to the younger generation to handle that.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.